Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs, and ugly ducklings everywhere saying, yeah, you laugh now, but just wait till I hit puberty. It's Thursday at 3 o'clock, and you know what that means? Live from the Michigan State University campus and live from Chowchilla, California, it's Tea with BBP. I'm your host, Bill Van Patten, a.k.a. BBP, international superstar and your own personal, sometimes private, diva of SLA. And speaking of puberty, in the studio are two people who made it out of their teenage years to be the hottest people I know. My co-hosts, Angelica Kramer and Walter Hopkins.
Oh. Yeah, baby.
Say hi to our audience, kids.
I love it.
Right? Right? I was an ugly duckling kid. Look at me now.
Oh, he's blushing.
Yeah.
Poor Walter is blushing.
What was that big disco song, If They Could See Me Now? Remember that? If they could see me now. Those friends of mine.
Hello, everybody. Apparently now we're just singing. It's
what
just
you got cooking. Oh, wait, sorry. Hi, everybody.
Hi,
Angelica. Hi, Bill.
We gotta get Walter some pop tunes that actually, you know, work. You know,
come on.
Okay.
Everyone loves my singing.
Well, let me welcome. It's not about your singing, it's about the song choice. It's like American Idol, you know, it's all about the song choice. It's all about the song choice, Walter. Okay, well, let me welcome everyone out there in our audience to the farewell show of Tea with BBP. I know there are a lot of people out there going, WTF, what's going on? But I got some news.
Bring on the news, man. What are the news?
Oh, come on. You got to save it.
I'll get to it in a minute. So you guys asked me. So, Bill, you know, what's going on? So if you're not doing the show, what's on your docket? So ask me.
Hey, Bill, you know, what's going on?
What's on the docket?
Okay. I'm glad you guys asked. Did you guys hear that pause? Audience, did you hear that pause? See what my life has been like all these years. Okay. Anyway. So, well, the reason this is our last show is because next week, Wednesday, January 31st, is my last day at Michigan State University. So we can't have a show from Michigan State University if the BBP, of Tea with BBP, is no longer part of MSU. So so I have relinquished my position, resigned it. No, I am not retiring. Do not spread rumors. I have resigned. I'm what we call a free agent. Or the technical term in academia is an independent scholar. So I'm becoming an independent scholar. And I got lots of projects in the works, the academic ones I can tell you about real quick. I got a book with Cambridge that's going to come out in 2019. That's on second language acquisition. I'm doing that with Alessandro Benatti and Megan Smith. Excited about that. I'm doing some with Mikey Coxon and Eric Herman about TPRS and comprehension-based instruction, a book on that. I'm doing the third edition of the Theories book that is with Routledge. My co-editors on that are going to be Greg Keating and Steffi Wolf. So I'm excited about that. We'll be working on that this spring. I'll tell you in a minute about my fun stuff, but the classroom side of stuff, I'm really excited about this. The classroom side of stuff, we're launching a new website as we speak. It's just gone live. It's with David Weissman, a dear friend of mine from the AATSP. That's how we know each other. It's called Tapas, T-A-P-A-S, like the Spanish tapas, you know, the little snacks you eat in the evening. And the website is classroomtapas.com, and we're launching a resource site for teachers. I'm really excited about that. So visit that when you get done with the show. Again, that's classroomtapas.com. And linked to that, here's my news, guys. It's linked to that is a new show we'll be launching in August called, guess what, Walter?
Tapas with BVP.
No.
Oh.
Good guess, though.
Well, I already know because you already told me, so I shouldn't say.
Well, okay, well then I'll say it. It's going to be called While We're on the Topic. Isn't that awesome? So we're launching a new show. We thank Actful for letting us use that title, even though it's not an Actful sponsored show. So we'll be launching that in August. So when you come back from your summer break, everybody, there'll be a new show for you to listen to. again, called While We're on the Topic. So information on that will be at the classroomtapas.com website. You can get more. So here we are, rising from the ashes of Tea with BVP, like the Phoenix, and starting a new show this August. Lots of good things. All right, here's the fun part. Here's the non-academic stuff. You want to know what I've outlined and what I'm going to do this summer?
I want to know. This part I don't know.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing?
I am going to be writing. I'm writing a tell-all book.
Interesting.
Do you know what a tell-all book is?
I hope it doesn't include my name.
You're no kidding.
I'm writing a tell-all book about my life in academia. It's going to be so much fun to write. I'm excited.
I volunteered to copy edit that.
So,
you're laughing.
Right?
I'm serious.
All right. Yeah, no. So anyway, so those are all my projects. I got lots of good things going on. And so actually, I probably will turn it into a novel. I'll make it a work of fiction so that I don't offend anybody. Well, actually, I don't care. But still, I'll do it that way just in case. And yes, Angelic and Walter, you're both in it in the best parts of the book. How's that?
Okay. Yay.
All right. So let's get on with our show. Remember that during the show, there's the SLA challenge question. I'm going to give you the question in just a few minutes. And the first person to call in with the correct answer wins a prize. So keep your cell phones close by, everybody. And we don't want you running to find it. As we said before, we don't want you tripping on the furniture, knocking your knee, breaking a leg, or doing anything else. So have your phones ready to go. Same for the Diva Challenge question. I'll read that question at some point, and you'll have time to pick up. Punch in our number and tell Dustin who's on the phone. Yay, Dustin, I'm calling into the farewell show so I can answer the Diva question. The number to reach us at is 517-884-4321. I will say it once more slowly. 517-884-4321. Again, that's Dustin, who's on the phone lines waiting for your call. And Angelo will be looking at Mixler. Walter is going to be reading email and other kinds of things and the Twitter feed. And I don't know who's doing what. We've got so many people in the studio today. It's kind of fun. But remember, it's a call-in talk show. Call in to talk to us, even if you just want to say hello and goodbye, or if you want to call in and say, oh, you had such a good time listening to our show. We'd love to hear from you no matter what you want to say. Don't be shy. Again, the number is, Walter?
517-884-4321.
Excelente. Excelente. Very, very good. Okay, I'm going to give the SLA challenge question. And then I think there's some calls that are already coming in. So here's the SLA challenge question. You ready for that? Are my papers rattling? They keep falling from my little thing here in front of my microphone. Okay, here we go. SLA challenge question. Yours truly, BVP, was the first person in the 1980s to say that foreign language acquisition and second language acquisition involved the same processes. This might surprise some of you out there because before I came along, there was a complete separation of people who worked in foreign languages and people who worked in second languages. So I came along in the 1980s and said, nope, these are basically, they involve the same processes. What was the basis of my original research on this matter? A, the acquisition of sed and estad. B, the acquisition of gender agreement. Or C, the acquisition of subject-verb agreement. Again, I claim that foreign and second language acquisition involve the same processes. In fact, I would say that all acquisition involves the same processes. What was the basis of my original research on this matter? A, the acquisition of sed and estad. B, the acquisition of gender agreement. Or C, the acquisition of subject-verb agreement. All right, so that's SLA challenge question floating out there. Make it to the phone. Tell Dustin you want to answer that. Win a prize. We're giving everything away because we got so much stuff in our vaults, right? We got to get rid of it. So you might get double prizes today for calling in.
They're collectible items, okay. Though. We can make money off of that.
All right. I see that there's a call already coming in, but I had some points I wanted to make here. So, Luca, you tell me if you want me to take the call right away or make some of the points and then take the call because I'm taking my cues from Luca. And I don't see anything on my screen from Luca's saying. He's probably telling me, ooh, I think he's telling me to go ahead and make a few points. Okay. So I want to simply toss out some of the themes over the last 2.5 years that have threaded their way through our conversations. And there's 6 of them. I'll just say them really quick because I don't want people to be hanging on the phone too long. The first one is we've talked off and on about the abstract and complex nature of language. And the implication from this is that the things that you find in textbooks, rules and paradigms, are not psychologically real. And what's my favorite saying, kids, about the textbook and page what?
32.
What?
32. Page 32.
What about page 32?
It's not what ends up on your 32? Head.
On your head.
Sorry.
That's right. Exactly.
That was a...
Some book is going to wind up on your head in a minute. Yeah. Angelica, hit him on the head with a book for me, will you?
Oh, that was a hand.
Yeah, so no, exactly.
I don't have a book.
God. All right. Okay, so what's on page 32 is not what winds up in your head, and it can't, because that's not language. What's on the pages of textbooks is not language. A follow-up from that is that this means that there's a very limited role, if any, for explicit teaching and practice in the traditional sense of those things, because the stuff that's on page 32 cannot turn into an abstract and complex language in your head. A third point we made over the years is the fundamental or central role, I don't know if fundamental and central are the same thing, but anyway, so fundamental or central role of input in language acquisition. And by extension, that means input has a fundamental or central role in the language classroom. This is at all levels, by the way, not just in beginning classes. Fourth point that dovetails with the third point and also the first two points is the fundamental role of meaning-making in acquisition, and thus meaning-making in the classroom. That means that part of what should be happening all the time with the learner is a focus on meaning. Somehow somebody is trying to make meaning and someone is trying to understand what someone is saying. The fifth point that we've made off and on that's threaded its way through our conversations is this, that there is a big difference between what I call teacher-led, acquisition-centered classrooms and what's typically called teacher-centered and non-acquisition classrooms. We heard about this from people in the field who get busted by their supervisors or somebody who's observing them and saying, hey, your class is too teacher-centered because you're doing all the talking. They don't understand that a teacher-led acquisition-centered classroom has a teacher doing a lot of the work because students need to hear a lot of the language. And so we make that difference between teacher-led and teacher-guided acquisition-centered classroom as opposed to the teacher-centered and non-acquisition classroom, which is typical of many places. And then the sixth point that's put its way through our conversations has been the following. And I don't know if people recognize that I've said this or we've talked about this, but we constantly, in the field of language teaching and sometimes in language acquisition, borrow ideas and concepts from other disciplines without a critical analysis that involves the nature of language, the nature of communication, and how these two things are acquired. So we imported a lot of ideas from, for example, general teaching, not language teaching, and say, hey, we should be doing this in language classes. Because this is what's in vogue right now in teaching more generally, without asking ourselves, well, what does it have to do with language? What does it have to do with acquisition? Is because that thing works in your class in math or science, does that mean we should be doing that in a language class? And so we've talked about that off and on as well. So we have to be careful of the concepts and constructs we borrow from other disciplines, because we have to constantly talk about the abstract and complex nature of language, the limited role of explicit teaching and practice, the fundamental role of input, and the fundamental role of meaning-making in the classroom. So with that said, I wanted to throw those out there because those are things that have come up often. And I'm sure there's other things too, but those are the things that I thought of. Angelica and Walter, if you thought of something else, you can chime in any time. Otherwise, I'm going to take a call.
I think we should take that call.
Agreed.
I think I should take a call. Okay, so call me. It's Lizette calling from California. Hey, Lizette, how are you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I'm all right, Liz. That's nice to hear your voice again. I know you've called in before, and so it's just good to hear from you. So what's up? What are you calling about?
I really wanted to call to thank you for your wonderful show. You know, as a professional development provider and a teacher trainer, it really gives us a validation and support for what we do, and direction too. you know, I learned a lot from Krashen, but I really feel that you stepped up with what I learned from you. So I really appreciate the show and want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Lizette. That's nice of you to say that. And because we've enjoyed doing the show so much, like I said, we're going to come back with a different show in August. So just think of this as an extended hiatus. So, and we'll come back with some of the same things I'm doing now, but some things will be different too, because it have to be different. But anyway, so we'll be back. I'll be back.
Thank you, Lizette.
I appreciate you calling and saying that.
Could I say one more thing?
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. What are you worried about?
Okay. Do you want to answer the Diva question or the SLA challenge question?
You're going to give him one?
Well, I think there's a...
Yeah, I think that's only fair.
Oh, you're going to give me one. I'm going to take a pass.
What?
Oh, yeah, I don't think you can.
I don't think that's an option.
You know, they're so easy. These questions are so
easy. All right. That's because there's
I'm not so sure about that.
I love it, Lizette. Thank you. Okay, well, we got another caller waiting. So that's why I was hesitant. But let's go ahead. Yeah, give me a question. You pick one and I'll do it. Go ahead. Surprise me.
Okay. When Bette Midler came to prominence in the 70s, singing at the Continental Baths in New York, who was her piano accompanist? A. Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
You know how easy it was. You didn't even need choices.
He also produced her first two albums. There, how's that?
Absolutely. See, and you were able to put this SLA stuff and mix it with entertainment and a great balance. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate that. And thank you for the question on Bette Midler. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Lizette.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care, Lizette.
Thanks for calling, Lizette.
Have a great day. Yay, that was cute. I remember Lizette calling him before. I think we met her at ACFL once, too. Didn't we meet her at ACFL?
Yeah, so, she was the one that you told to give me a kiss on the cheek, I believe. Isn't that right? Lizette, if you could respond to that. I think that if I'm remembering correctly, when our first year at ACTFL, you told her to come on over and give me a kiss. And I was like, interesting.
And I remember you turned redder than the red on our logo.
For poor Walter.
You were like... Walter has this love-hate relationship with being the center of attention. Have you noticed that, Angelica?
Yes, absolutely.
He likes being the center of attention, but he hates it at the same time. Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. I think there's something. I don't know if you were dropped as a baby or what. But, you know, something. I don't know what dropping a baby has to do with being center of attention, but you know, that's
sounded
what came
good.
To mind.
Anyway, yes.
Oh, well.
All right. So Luca wants me to read a few things from the Twitter feed, the Twitter press. So I'm going to do that. Actually, the only question that Luca asked this week was, is there something you've always wanted to tell Bill? This is your last chance. Hit reply and tweet us your message. So we got a lot of things from the Twitter feed this week. A few things about that question and some things about the show closing. But Steve Krashen wrote in and said, yeah, don't close the show down. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that. But we'll be back, Steve, in August. So, let's see here. Kelly says, almost everything I know about SLA I learned from Tea with BVP. Ah, oh, that's sweet. The focus of my classroom has shifted to input, and I've been able to persuade several colleagues to go down that path with me. All that I've learned from you is so liberating. I'm eternally grateful. Thank you. Ah, oh, Kelly, that's so sweet. We're grateful for people like you that listen and try things. We're happy that there are teachers who are trying new things. That's really great. Derek says, Bill, thanks for taking an hour out of your day that one time to Skype with a new teacher, which I have done in the past. I've Skyped with PTA groups and teachers and other kinds of things. So someday when, quote unquote, I'm the seasoned expert, I'll be sure to return the favor. So he wants to pay it forward. Way to go, Derek. And tell that person all about BVP. Hopefully it'll be while I'm still alive, Derek. Thank you very much. All right. Because you know, what's my favorite other favorite saying, Walter? I'm a year away from Depend, so you better hurry up with that fish. I'll tell you. Okay, Jenny Lindsay. Jenny says, I have always enjoyed your animal intros and have been waiting for you to fit in hedgehogs or praying mantises. Laugh out loud. Well, I did a praying mantis once. I said praying mantises look everywhere looking for their rosary beads. Remember that one? I did that one time.
I have not done
hedgehogs yet. So yeah, I remember them all pretty much. Okay. Rose says, I'm a latecomer to the show, but it has been exactly what I needed in my career. Thank you for giving me the courage to fight bad practices. The quote unquote fear a colleague had about our textbook adoption committee that I would talk about BBP too much. That's kind of cute. And finally, Anita says, Making Community Language Teaching Happen transformed my practice. That's a book I did with Jim Lee, two editions of that book. Philosophy of Teaching. I recommend it to every language teacher I know. And now, Anita, I want you to read while we're on the topic. That was published by ACFL, because I think you'd like to recommend that. It's a much more readable book for teachers too. And it's actually in print and also in an e-version. ACFL did such a great job with that book. I just want to go ahead and give a big shout out one more time to Meg Malone in particular and Lisa Campo, who walked that book from beginning to end. Again, it's available both in print and ebook. So the ebook is much cheaper for you teachers out there that don't want to pay $30 for a book, but I still think $30 is a good price for a book. Anyway.
And it's a lot cheaper than making communicative language teaching happen too. So
that's true. So thanks to Megan and Lisa one more time. I love the two of you. Thank you so much for doing that. Okay. All right. I'm done with my little Twitter reads for right now. So we're going to take a call from Karen. Karen from Illinois. Karen, are you on the phone?
I am.
Hi, Karen.
Hey.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
How you doing, Karen?
Great.
I
got through to the last SLA question.
Yay.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I mean, you know, you never know, right? Okay. So let me give you the SLA challenge question, Karen, once more so everybody can hear it, and then you can give us your answer. Okay. So yours truly, BBP, was the first person in the 1980s to say that foreign language acquisition and second language acquisition involve the same processes. What was the basis of my original research on this matter? A, the acquisition of set-in-a-stad, B, the acquisition of gender agreement, or C, the acquisition of subject-verb agreement. Take it away, Karen.
Okay, so I don't know this, and I didn't Google it, but I know that one of your favorite examples is set-in-a-stad. So that's my guess.
Well, ding, 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 ding,
good
ding
job.
For you.
Good. Wow, yes. I'm impressed.
Actually, yes.
Yay.
What was, let me tell people...
Sure.
Well, let me just give some background to this question, because I don't want people to think I'm just here tooting my own horn because it's the last show. But I wanted to let people know some history here, that previously people who were involved in world language teaching, I don't like the term foreign, but that's what people use, in world language teaching, Spanish, French, German, and so on in this country, just were holding fast to the idea that second language acquisition was different, that classroom language learning is one thing and learning naturalistically is another. Or if you're ESL, you get a combination of classroom and outside environment, that's different, that these things are fundamentally different. And so my original MA thesis research and my graduate research was to show, my PhD research was to document exclusively classroom learners going through stage development just like non-classroom learners. And that's indeed what I showed. And so, and since, what's interesting about that research is that was back in the 80s, and that research has held up. There have been lots of replications, people looking at the acquisition of set-in-stad in different ways and basically corroborating the findings, classroom, non-classroom environments, whether your first language is English or whether it's Chinese and so on. So it's important for people out there to understand that where we are in 2018 is not where we were 30, 35 years ago. And so we've made some leaps, which I think is good. So that's why I give that background to people, Karen. So did you want to talk about anything else, Karen, or are you just calling about the SLA question?
Well,
okay, go ahead.
I need to get some BBT with BBP coasters before you shut down. And in fact, if I may suggest, you should go on selling them and you can split the profits with MSU. But also since...
actually, I wouldn't, because I paid for them all myself. They came out.
All right. And then just keep the money. Also, since you said you don't like the word foreign,
right?
Since you said you don't like the word foreign, I would like to report that my department at Northern Illinois University this week got our name officially changed from Foreign Languages and Literatures to World Languages and Cultures.
Wow! Nice.
Well, ding, 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 ding!
That's
yay!
Awesome.
Yay!
Yay!
Well, here's something interesting, just to dovetail with that. I now live in California, and I'll be seeing Jason Fritz and some other people in March when I'm down at the California Language Teacher Association. I'm just doing it. I just submitted a general session. They asked me to submit one. I did. So I'm doing something on SLA for teachers. But they asked me to do a book signing, and so I'm doing a book signing there at ACFL. So I'm going to be sponsoring that. But what's interesting is my first association with the California Language Teacher Association was I gave a keynote there in the 90s. And my keynote was called Against the Word Foreign. Mm. And the next day, the board of directors met and dropped the word foreign from their title.
Nice.
So they went from California Foreign Language Teacher Association to California Language Teacher. And I would like to see everybody across the country get rid of the word foreign. Look up, get a thesaurus, or thesaurus, however you like to pronounce that. Look up the word foreign and see all the horrible connotations. No. And ACFL's too entrenched in this name. That's fine. I can live with that.
It would be ACFL.
Because
that would be weird.
Because what they do is they talk about world language teaching in all their documents, and that's fine. I can live with that. That's great.
That's true. Yeah.
But departments, regional organizations, we can start doing that. So so good for you, Karen. I'm proud of you for getting that change in your department. Good for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for
calling
in,
Karen. I'm going to let you go. I got to get the Diva Challenge question. We got more calls coming in. And Karen, I'll be talking to you down the road. So have a great day.
Awesome.
Take
I want
care,
those
Karen.
Posters. Okay. All right.
Bye. Angelica, we'll get them out to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Send her some extra coasters. Angelica, send her some
sir.
Extra coasters.
We'll do.
That's great. All right.
Send them all the
I'm
ones we have
the
left.
The Diva Challenge question now. I'm going to give the Diva Challenge question now. This is a great one because this has to do also with someone leaving the profession. Just to remind everybody, I'm not leaving the profession per se. I'm just leaving my job. I'm going to be doing some different things, and I'm going to be independent with what I'm doing. So, all right. So here's the Diva Challenge question. Many divas claim to retire, but they don't. Cher, for example, went on a farewell tour only to resurface not too long after that with a 2-year stint in Vegas and so on. Okay, so here's the question. What diva who once asked what's love got to do with it, retired from touring and recording in the mid-2000s, and has stuck with it. So what diva who once asked what's love got to do with it, retired from touring and recording in the mid-2000s, and has stuck with it. And here's another hint. Her last studio album was 1999, actually. So there you go. See if you got the answer to that Diva Challenge question, and call in and let me know. Okay, we got another call on the line. I'm seeing there's Mikey calling from Arizona. Mikey, are you on the line?
Yes, I am on the line, but I'm not the only one on the line. Calling from Florida is Eric the Herminator Herman.
Oh, you're supposed to make him guess.
Wow. No. Oh.
Oh, I should have made him guess.
Wow, they're both on the same line?
Look at you guys.
It's like their conference call me. Yeah, just a real quick question for the audience. Mikey's actually coming to California to visit me, and so I went, where are you? I thought you were on your way here. Are you at the airport? Are you delayed, or where are you?
No, I'm in Fresno. I'm at the airport, so I'll catch a ride here and just as soon as I get off the phone with you. So yeah,
okay, great, all right,
awesome.
Good.
This is kind of a sad day. It's kind of a sad day, but then when I heard the show's coming back in August, I was kind of emotionally relieved. So
yeah, we're going to come back in August, and we're doing some other things. We're going to have our resource site for teachers and all kinds of good stuff is going to be happening. So I'm excited about all these different things. So good. So, hey,
awesome.
Eric, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm real good. I mean, same as Mike said. I mean, it's sad, but I didn't know. That's great news coming back. And I'm assuming Walter and Angelica will be back as well.
I don't think so.
I'm gonna
I don't know that
it.
We've had that conversation.
We'll be there in spirit.
I'm going to work on it. The good thing about coming back in August is I'm going to be using California time. So I'll be doing this in the afternoon in California time, which will mean more people can call in and listen live. Because if we do it at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in California time, then it opens the door for people to call in across the country, except for Hawaii and Alaska. That's still a problem, but you never know. Maybe they can have, you know, have the class listen in for that one time or something. So there you go.
Bill, Eric and I were talking earlier because we feel like Eric and I know each other from like seeking answers about second language acquisition, and we're trying to pinpoint, and anyone who knows Eric knows he knows a lot about this stuff, and we're trying to pinpoint when the conversations about and some of the research articles were coming from Van Patten, and we're dating it back to we think, or at least I think, that the Alaska Teacher of the Year and ACTFL Michelle Whaley started bringing you up in conversations online, and we started, wow, Van Patten's really saying these things that mean something to us as teachers that use comprehensible input. And it really changed a lot for teachers that teach with TPRS and comprehensible input and seeking those answers. You're given a lot of substance to what we were trying to figure out. So it's just it's awesome.
Well,
I mean, this kind of a farewell show. It was awesome to like be validated by someone like you as we're classroom teachers.
Well, good. Well, I appreciate that, Mikey. And I'm going to be honest with you. I jokingly call myself the diva of SLA. I pretend to be a diva, but I'm not really, but I am, with humility aside, I'm an international scholar in the field of SLA, but I don't believe that one should always reside in the tower or in academia. I have spent most of my career with one foot in the tower and one foot with teachers, and always trying to talk to teachers and do things. Sometimes I've been more successful than other times. And I am happy that this show and some other things that have happened over the last, 4 to 5 years in my career have connected me more to teachers than I've been in the past. So I'm excited and happy at the same time that people like you I can say the things that we've had an impact on you, and the show's had an impact on you, and it's been helpful. So that really means a lot to someone like me. So thank you very much for saying that, Mikey. All right. Well, since you're on your way here, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let Eric go ahead. I'm sorry, Mikey. Go ahead.
I would just tag on to that we need more of that. We need more people that will embrace that role of keeping a foot in both the academic side, the scholarly side, and the classroom. So I don't know how you do it all. But we've got to find more of you.
I'm not singular in this. I just have a national platform because of the show and things like that. And I get to tour a lot and give talks and so on. But there are a lot of people out there who actually work locally, one foot in the tower and one foot with teachers. So I don't want to take away from them. There's a lot of people out there. But what we need to foster, I think, Eric, behind what you're saying, is we need to foster more national voices. And I think that's a good thing to do. So, So I don't want to say I'm the only one doing this. But I've been fortunate, blessed, if you want to use that term, to have a national platform to do it. So, yeah. So, all right. Well, I'm going to let you guys go again because we've got some more callers coming in.
Bye,
I will see you in a while,
Walter.
Mikey. Eric, take care of yourself.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much for calling in.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okie dokie. Any quick Mixler comments or
we have
Twitter
calls
comments
coming up. I would take the calls.
I know. I'm going to take the calls, but if there's anything fast, real quick, like 30-second one, I'll take it. Otherwise, I'm going to go to the
calls. Well, someone was asking about that ACTFL SIG. Do you have any updates on that ACTFL SIG?
The ACTFL SIG, no. They will let us know. I'm sure it's already got the requisite signatures. The process is once it gets the signatures and the endorsements from the online stuff. For those of you who don't know what we're talking, by the way, it's the SIG I submitted for comprehension-based communicative language teaching, special interest group for ACTFL. And so once it gets the requisite 100 minimum endorsements from people on the online site, then it goes to the board of directors at ACTFL, and they review it, and then they make a decision about whether it's going to be a special interest group or not. So it's probably somewhere in that phase right now. And I'm sure I'll hear about it at some point. Okay. All right. Good question. Okay. We have Mary Collette on the phone. Did I say that right, Mary Collette? Are you on the phone?
Yes. You did say it correctly.
Hey, great.
I just wanted to say, I'm so sad that your show is ending.
You make my sister so happy. She loves your show. She's my favorite.
Oh, thank you. That must be one of your students talking, Mary Clare. Again, yeah. Let's not be sad. This is farewell to Tea with BVP, but don't forget, in August, we'll be back with something different and just as fun and just as informative. So this is going to be less like farewell and more like see you in a bit. So I'm hoping we'll be on the lookout for that show. So,
is there going to be a Diva Challenge? Will there be a Diva Challenge?
Oh, I'm going to continue some questions and things like that. Yeah, I've got to keep that kind of those things in. So, yeah. So there you go.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you. I actually, I drive 3 hours back and forth almost every weekend, and I listen to your shows all the time, and I love them. But so thank you very much for what you've done.
Oh, well. Yep. Well, now we can be on reruns in the show until August. How's that?
This is the season finale, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mary Colette. And hi to your class. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Mary Colette.
That's cute. I like
Take
it.
Care.
That's really neat when teachers take time from their call from their class. That's always cute. That's kind of nice. I like that. Did you hear that student? How cute she was.
I know.
Just make her day. She loves your show.
Aww.
All right. Anything else coming on Twitter or Mixler before I take the next call? You guys tell me.
Oh man.
Going once.
We've got lots
twice.
Of emails, but.
Quick,
I think,
make it a quick one.
But there aren't any quick ones. So let's just go with our next call, and then I'll maybe get in some
okay,
some
we're
going to
do that. Okay, we got, is it Teo or Teo? We got Teo from Tennessee on the line. Teo, are you there?
This is Teo. Teo.
Oh, Teo. That's what I thought it was, yeah. Teo. Okay. So Teo from Tennessee. Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm calling in to answer the Diva question.
Well, great. Let me read the question again for our listening audience and for Walter, because I know he's dying to answer this question himself. But you're going to take a crack at it before he does. So here we go. Many divas claim to retire, but they don't. Cher, for example, went on a farewell tour only to resurface not too long after that. What diva, who once asked what's love got to do with it, retired from touring and recording in the mid-2000s and has stuck with her retirement? Teo, the answer is?
What's love got to do with it?
Right.
By Tina Turner.
Tina Turner. Exactly. Ding, 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 ding. There you go.
Can you sing a little bit of it for us, please, Teo? Let's hear it.
What's love got to do with it?
There it is.
Yeah. Excellent.
I knew if I started singing, Bill would, pick on me. So I'll let you do it instead.
All right. Thanks so much. I'm looking forward to seeing
you. Teo, maybe you and I should go on the road and do what's grammar got to do with it.
Yeah,
I like
it. I'm looking forward to seeing Angelica at AWLA next week.
Yep, absolutely.
There you go.
Maybe we
all
could
right.
Go out.
Okay, well, you're
there. We go. Let's do it.
Excellent.
All
that
right.
Sounds good to
so
me.
Much.
Well, Teo, thank you very much for calling in. Thank you. We love you too. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
right.
Teo.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Teo. Bye-bye.
Good singing there.
Excellent.
Man.
That was good.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, he picked up on that. See, that was like one of those Jeopardy clues, you know, where the answer or the question you have to make is embedded somehow in the question when those kind of Jeopardy. And that's what I did there. I embedded the big clue inside the question. So there you go. Well, good for Taylor. Okay, so send him something extra. Send him double. All right, there we go. Okay, before we take our next call, how about Luca wants me to go ahead and take the next call, so I'll take the next call.
Take the next
All
call.
Right. Jason, are you on the line? Jason, are you on the phone?
I'm on the line. I can hear you. It's good
hey,
to hear all of your voices.
Jason.
Hi, Jason.
I've been worried.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason. Thank you.
I just wanted to call in and say,
what's up?
Say thanks. I just wanted to say thanks from maybe the elementary teacher perspective, because, by the way, reinventing yourself, whether it's professionally personally, I think is a great thing, having done that a few times in my life. I started this job about 10 years ago, starting a new elementary Spanish program, and I found myself as a department of one. So your show was really great because it hit just at the point when going from 20 different classrooms each week, seeing my students only once a week. I didn't have a classroom at both of my two schools. I was just really exhausted. And it gave me just the steam that I needed to kind of plug ahead professionally. So thank you so, so much. I'm just so grateful for what you've done for all teachers. But a lot of us in elementary are by ourselves. And I think there are a lot of teachers out there in their departments that are, in terms of the way they see the teaching process, the language acquisition process, they're a little bit isolated as well. So you guys have been my professional community. And I think you've been the professional community to so many language teachers all over the world. So on behalf of all of us, I just want to say thank you, because making communication happen with 100, 200, in my case, 500 plus students each week can be a lot in and of itself. And so thanks for giving us support and as someone said earlier, validation.
Oh, well, again, Jason, as I said earlier, it's my pleasure, and it's something it's always been a part of my being. And so, and I'm not going away, as I said. So taking a little downtime here, and then I'll be back and up and running again. We have our classroom resource site that's going up today, and then we're going to do a new show starting in August. And hopefully we'll be able to be reaching out again and talking to people the way we've been doing it for the last 2.5 years in some way or another. So I appreciate everything you just said, Jason. Thank you very, very, very much. And thank all of you teachers out there, particularly elementary teachers. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say one last thing on the Diva side. If and when you get down to Southern California, I can show you where Bette Midler lived right here in Laguna Beach. And also, the house where they recorded filmed the film Beaches, Bette Midler, is within walking distance from one of my two schools.
Oh, wow.
Well, you better go down there.
Oh, that I'd like to see. I've actually met Bette Midler. I don't need to see her house. I've actually met her twice in person. She's really
cool. Of course, yes.
But I would like to see the beach and the house where they were. You're talking about the scenes on the beach, right? Not,
exactly.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to see that house. So cool. Well, thank you, Jason. And I'll be down in, are you going to be at CLTA in March?
Yep. I'll be there the whole time.
Okay, well, I will see you there, and we can take a little drive out to the beach then. How's that sound?
Cool. Perfect. Thanks right. again, Walter. Thanks, okay. Angelica, and thanks to the crew. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much,
thanks
Jason.
Thanks for calling, Jason.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Okay. Jason, I have to tell you all, I know which Jason this is. There's a number of Jasons that call him. This particular Jason, I know who it is. I saw him do a demo at IFLTA. IFLT, 2 years ago when I first went, and I was giving a keynote, and I sat in on his demo class, Spanish with elementary school kids. What a fabulous personality in the classroom. Mm-hmm. What a fabulous teacher. Any kid who gets to take a class with Jason is lucky. He's really phenomenal. And he loves Havanese too. So that's another thing. So great, great, great guy and a superb teacher. So good on him. All right. We have another caller. We have Russ on the line. Russ, are you there?
I'm here, Bill.
Hey, Russ, what's going on from Minnesota, right? So what's going on in Minnesota today? Are you freezing your little tush off?
Well, yeah, we're still shoveling out of the snowstorm that we got this past week. And I'm also here with your friend Francis from Illinois, too. So we specially reserve
hey,
a room
Francis,
in our
yeah.
university building.
Hola, Bill. ¿Cómo estás?
Hola, Francis. ¿Cómo estás? So, it's nice of you all to call in. So what's going on? What's on your mind, Russ and Francis? What's going on?
Not much. We just wanted to say thanks for the show and that we especially reserved a room here at the university just so we wouldn't miss your last show. And we'll be back to listen in the fall.
Oh, well, great. Again, we're going to hopefully you'll call in on the inaugural show in August help us launch that. So that'll be fun. But yeah, so thank you for calling and thank you for thanking us. We appreciate that. It's nice to be acknowledged. It's nice to be thanked. So thank you for thanking us.
Yeah, thank you.
Twice.
See you later.
Okay,
thanks for calling in, guys.
Take care.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, how about anything on Mixler or email? I don't got another phone call coming in just yet. So if you've got something, I will take it.
People on Mixler are just very appreciative. Everybody says thank you and what a tremendous impact you have had on their professional lives. And I think Walter and I echo the same sentiment. We will certainly miss our weekly Thursdays with you.
That's right. I think we're going to reserve the studio just so we can come in here and hang out together.
Though. Yep, I think we will because I will miss seeing Walter too.
And you guys can Zoom me. You guys can Zoom me and then we can
there we go.
Shoot the breeze and do stuff.
Yep, I think we should do that. But yeah, thanks for all that you've done. This has been tremendously fun.
Thank you.
And we'll
Walter, do you have a question or something you want to share with me? Since we got a few minutes left.
Oh, there's so many. I don't even know which ones to choose, Bill. There's so many emails that have come in of people expressing their gratitude and asking last-minute questions, and I just don't think we're going to be able to get to too many of them. But I'll read one here. This is from Amber. She says, I'm so sad that this episode will be your last. I really enjoyed listening to the recorded podcast. Listening live was tough for my schedule. You were my constant companion to and from school. Like others have posted, I learned so much from your show. While planning lessons, frequently a snippet from your show would pop into my head and guide my activities. These thoughts also informed discussions with colleagues. You all have really influenced my teaching for the better. Fingers crossed. Thank you for all for your time and effort in providing such a valuable resource to the SLA community. Best wishes to all. So that was from Amber. Thank you so much, Amber, for your kind words. And there are so many that are saying the same things. Ryan says, I just might cancel class for this. Godspeed, friends. And then he says, alles gut.
Say it.
There you go. So that's from Ryan.
There you go.
But there you have it. You've got a couple there. Yeah. There are bunches of them. But it looks like we have another caller. So
no silent ease, man.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that on the Trello sign that we have another caller. Okay. Well, let's take our caller. It says, ooh, this is mysterious. This is a number one fan. So, okay, number one fan, are you on the air? Are you on the line?
I am indeed.
Yay!
Hi, Emma!
Yay!
Is this Emma?
How are you doing, Emma? I knew it was you.
Did you, Bill? Did you know it was me?
Yeah, as soon as I heard your voice, I put it together, number one fan. I went, yeah, that's got to be Emma. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I wanted to call in today to, of course, lament the fact that the show isn't going to be happening anymore, but to thank you guys so much for all the things that you do and to thank you guys for allowing me to be a part of the show. I think being the intern to Tea with BVP is the item on the top of my resume. So.
Well, that's nice. Well, we've been working with some good people since you left, Emma, but you know, you are first, and there's always a special place in that heart for your first. You know what I'm saying? So you are first, and we love you. So thank you so much, Emma, for everything you did for us and that you're doing now in your own profession. So good for you.
Thank you so much. It's really nice to be able to apply the things that I've learned from listening to the show and being around in my courses at MSU. To apply into my teaching, and it's opened a whole new world of this network that we now have of all these Tea with BVP listeners, and all the things that we get to learn. So it's been a really great experience. And now Grant and I are going to have a doo-wop group to tour with you and Theo. So it's going up. It's up and up.
Awesome. Because you know, I've been trying to put together backup singers for my tour. I want to be Bill in the inputs. And so if you're game, let me know.
I'm ready. I'm ready when you are.
All right. Okay, we're gonna go on. We're gonna tour all the major language conferences. It'll be Bill and the Inputs. We'll put on a show.
Awesome.
Just like Evita. We'll put on a show. All right. Well, I gotta let you go, Emma, because I got another call coming in, and I want to get as many people in as I can today. So thank you so much, Emma. We miss you. We love you, and best luck on everything you're doing.
Love and miss you. Best of luck with all your future endeavors, Bill.
Thanks for calling, Emma.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Emma. Bye bye.
Okay. Okay. I think there's a call. Coming in. I just backed up from my microphone. Sorry about that. I think there's a call coming in. Is there a call coming in?
Yeah, we need some turnaround time between calls. We can't do calls back to back. We're not that fancy.
We're not that fancy. I know. We're like, you know, I was going to borrow a word that was been in the news lately or recently, but I'm not going to say it.
I think we're ready for you, though, with the next caller.
I would get in trouble if I said it. All right. We got another call on the line. Here we go. Pete.
Hey,
Pete, are you on the line?
Pete Swanson. What are you doing?
Hey, Pete, why is it...
Go Pete. Yeah.
Why does it say Wisconsin? Why does it say Wisconsin? It says Wisconsin. I thought, I don't need Pete from Wisconsin. People from Wisconsin.
I'm trolling you from different states, I guess. Yeah.
No kidding.
I don't know. Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah. If everybody in our listening audience does not know who Pete Swanson is, he's the past president of ACTFL. He's currently serving his third term. He was president last year, and now he's immediate past president. So that's who's on the line there. Big guy in the field. So Pete, what's up? What's going on?
Hey, now, you know, quite a bit actually, but I'm bummed out that this could be your last show with BVP. But you know, I just wanted to call in, Bill, because you know I wanted to talk to you real quick. You know, as ACTFL president in 2016, you know the theme was it's impactful. You know, and I've got to tell you, your show has been impactful in a lot of different ways, not only to me and my practice, but also to my teacher educators that were preparing at Georgia State University in Atlanta. You know, you've really impacted their practice as well. So it's kind of that big spread out there, you know. And I think by, you know, having the book and then just kind of bringing up these principles in the book that you published with ACTFL here, you know, while we're on the topic, you know, it's been a tremendous addition to the literature. And just by getting out to the people more, that's one thing, you know, I admired about you when I first met you at ACTFL years ago. Was that you're very accessible, you know, and it's just it's kind of bummed out that you got this the show kind of winding up now. But I'm real glad to hear that you're going to be opening up the new one in August. Do you have a date set for the premiere show?
No, I'll be setting the date, and we'll be announcing it sometime soon. I've got some technical issues to work out first. They're not major, but I just want to line the ducks up. And so it will probably be my best guess that you, Pete, right now, is going to be the third or fourth week in August. And I'm debating about doing it on Wednesday in the afternoon, because I like Wednesday because it's hump day. So it's like a preview of cocktail hour on Friday. You can do that on Wednesday. So I'm thinking about doing a late afternoon California time show on Wednesday, middle of the week for people. So that's where I'm headed at right now. But I'm still working out the details on that. So I'll have that all pinned down in about 2 weeks, I think. So, yeah.
All right. Well,
so there you go.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too as well, Bill, because, you know, you're just doing a great deal for us professors, as well as for our future language teachers, as well as the people out there teaching right now, the people in the trenches. And, you know, I just wanted to call in and congratulate you on this premiere show. It was awesome, you know. I mean, it was just really, really awesome.
Well, thanks.
Tune in the afternoon, you know, and gather information and pass it along to others, you know, and just having it archived is tremendous, because some people can't tune in at the hour, but I know for a fact they're pulling it down and they're listening to it on their own time, which is really kind of cool.
Right. I mean, it was a couple hour calls a day, so they use it in their driving time. They got long commutes, and they pop in a couple of shows or a show and just listen to it in their car on the way. So, yeah.
Exactly.
So we did it this way so that it could, yeah, we make it as maximally accessible as possible. We have to thank, actually, Daniel Trago for that at the beginning, who thought of the format for that, and Luca helped him with it too. So, we're very appreciative of their efforts and making sure that the show got to as many people as could possibly get to. So, yeah. So, well, thank you, Pete. I appreciate that. Appreciate all your comments. And, I appreciate you as a person, too. So,
Appreciate
all right.
you, too. Bill.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go.
You take
good- and
yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say, and thank you. Thank you, Pete. So, we'll talk soon. I'll see you around. So, I'm not going anywhere. Like I said, I'm just leaving my job. I'm not going anywhere. So, all right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much
Thanks for calling in, Pete.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody out there listening not to get the wrong idea. I'm not retiring. I'm not going to disappear. You'll see me at conferences. You know, our Tapas website is being launched today as we speak. I'll be selling my books out there and stuff. We're going to start a new show in August. So, yeah, I'm just going to be independent. Independent. That sounds that's weird, right? It's like I'm no longer a Democrat or Republican. I'm independent. So I'm in the middle. All right. Well, I can't believe the time has flown, you know? That's what happens when you pop a pill before the show.
wow.
Something.
It was just an ibuprofen. Don't get the wrong idea. Right, I bet everybody thought I was stuck, right? My microphone was stuck or something. All right. So I'm going to start on my acknowledgments early because I have lots of them to say today. So my first thanks always, as usual, go to Daniel Trago, our technical producer. Daniel Trago, just a super guy and just wonderful. We couldn't have done the show without him. Couldn't have got it started. And he was on the ground floor in the original brainstorming of this show. And so, Daniel, you know, I love you. And this is not goodbye because he and I are working on some things together too. So that's good. But I wanted everybody to know, this integral part of the show. And likewise, our media producer, Luca Giapponi, we couldn't have done this without Luca. Luca has been the mastermind behind the website, behind our social media presence and just all kinds of things. So, Luca, ci vediamo soon, I'm going to say. So hang in there, kid. Also, of course, our talented and trusted call handler and muscle guy, Dustin DeFelice. What a wonderful person. I one of my favorite people in the world, Dustin. And so I want to thank you for everything you've done for me, my time at MSU. And I was so glad when you joined the staff there. And we got to actually meet each other in person. Although Dustin claims he met me at a conference a long time ago or saw me at a conference. So, we'll talk about that over a drink sometime. Thanks again to our interns, Chad and Ryan, who came on the show this year. We appreciate that. Remember, Emma called in earlier. She was our first intern. So we're happy with all of our interns. They do a lot of work for us. And so we're very, very happy with them. We want to thank the College of Arts and Letters at MSU, especially our dean, Christopher Long. And of course, we always have our reminder that the ideas and opinions expressed in this program do not reflect those of the College of Arts and Letters, any of our sponsors, or any other official entity of Michigan State University. And of course, I would be remiss, I would be heartbroken, I would be flogging myself tonight if I did not give hugs and kisses and my biggest thank yous to Walter and Angelica, who have been the best co-hosts I could ever have had. And I'm going to try to wrangle these two to do my show with me in August one way or another. I think we can make it work. So Walter, Angelica, I love the two of you so much. Thank you so much for making my life so great on the show and for just making my life really great at Michigan State while I was there. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. And of course, we want to thank all of you listeners out there as well. We couldn't have had a show without all of you. The calls today, the thank yous, the acknowledgments, the Twitter feed was happening on Mixlr, letting us know that we've impacted you in productive and meaningful ways. That means the world to people like us. So thank you for all your comments. And I'd like to dedicate this last show before we sign off to my dog, Murphy, who passed away several weeks ago. Still getting over that one. It's going to take a while. But anyway, so I think we can cue the music now, Daniel, if you want to start the music, because I'm starting to tear up. And maybe the music will put me in a mood not to tear up. Normally, I'd be saying that we'd be back next week, but that's not the case. Instead, I'll say that you should be looking for my new show coming this August. And don't forget to check out our new website, classroomtapas.com. So until August, until I see you at a conference, until whenever, I send you all my best. And of course, as usual, I wish everybody happy second language acquisition. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody in the studio. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bill. We love you.
We love you, Bill. Thanks. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. It's been a great ride.